Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Skylar Woodhouse. Amazon says it has no plans to display how much President Trump's tariffs will add to the cost of goods it sells on its site. This comes after the White House called the idea a hostile and political act. Skylar, so Amazon said it had no definite plans to do this. How did it get to the point where the Trump administration was commenting on it?
Yeah, it was a pretty heated moment at the White House this morning during the press briefing with Caroline Leavitt and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. The reporter asked about, the potential Amazon price point that they were, potentially, I guess, considering doing there that they're now saying they aren't going to do. And I mean, Leavitt said it was a, called it hostile. And then we, reported that the president did speak with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. So one can only draw conclusions that maybe that phone call, I don't know if it prompted, plans to change, but it's definitely interesting to sort of see how quick one thing was said and then it sort of transitioned into this isn't happening, this wasn't the plan. The president moments ago just sort of while he was departing the White House, called Bezos a good guy and said that he was very nice when reporters asked about his phone call.
Kind of like a game of telephone, the message just completely changes the way it goes through there. Is it possible that other retailers were thinking about doing something similar?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you've been noticing throughout these tariff talks, even when you walk into a restaurant or you go to a farmer's market, folks are already sort of highlighting what the tariff impacts might look like. So, this isn't particularly a new sort of point in this tariff story. But obviously, if it's on a platform like Amazon, where there's so many eyes watching, I definitely think for the administration, it's a game changer. I mean, I just even think when I go to the store sometimes at restaurants, you're starting to see messages around the tariffs and things like that. So, for it to come to Amazon is obviously a very big deal and something that the administration clearly was, paying very close attention to.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. If I was starting to pay more for something, I'd wonder why. What did tariffs have to do with this? I'm not sure whether it would make me change my mind about buying something, but it feels a little bit more transparent if I did know that. But it also could be extremely political.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Amazon is a massive company with global reach, a lot of influence sort of in the tech world. And I think sort of see the correlation between the White House and their tariff plan to it sort of landing on the Amazon homepage and sort of maybe spooking, buyers, or not spooking, but, if you go to buy something and you see the shift there because of the tariffs, that's going to raise some eyebrows, maybe on both sides. So, it's definitely a political thing to sort of watch and to see how it shakes out because, I mean, even with, if you take Amazon as one thing, but obviously we saw the president's shift with his auto tariffs sort of walking it back a little bit. So, like you said, it's a game of telephone that we're seeing right now in this trade story.
And being a retailer of any kind these days must be really nerve-wracking because, like you say, things are shifting all the time.
Yeah, no, things are shifting all of the time. A lot of retailers, small businesses, big businesses are, I think, still in a point where they're still in some shape or form crawling out of COVID and just sort of dealing with different challenges. So, it's definitely an interesting time for retailers and there's just a lot going on. And I think in the same space, a lot of folks are still trying to figure out what these tariffs actually mean for their company. And there's still a lot of sort of confusion right now with the White House, especially as they continue to do these trade negotiations with other countries, because obviously products can come from so many different places. And if there's still negotiations happening, it's hard for a company, retailer, to sort of plan for what those tariffs could mean.
Skylar, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg Skylar Woodhouse. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays. That comes at you at 8 a.m.